And we're now going to say the Kina, the Churban Europe. It's printed, I think it's page, is it page 390? 390 in the Svard Art Scroll Kinnis. I think it's page 382 in the Ashkenaz. Am I correct? 384 in the Ashkenaz. Okay, Machlaikis, which one it's on. This Kina, we say together, there are actually two kinnas printed. We're going to say the first one, Zichruna, the Kanakle, so we'll say it stanza by stanza. In a day in which we reflect on a lot of Tsar of Klal Yisrael, we reflect on Churban Europe. For a dozen years or so, I had a Rabanchel, 384. We had a Rabanchel, a Yid who lived in the neighborhood, who stood here for all of the kinnis, and when it came to the kinnis of Churban Europe, it was something he lived with every minute of the day. And I once mentioned that my father, shortly before he passed away, told me about some of the tortures, the horrible tortures that took place in the concentration camps, the things you don't read about, beyond, way beyond what you've read about. And I mentioned that it was something that I couldn't bring myself to express. But for years, we also showed Holocaust films. Before it was popular, the Heritage Foundation and others produced them. We got Holocaust films, and we got one film that had been released after 50 years of Churban Europe, which was the films that the British took when they entered the concentration camps. And I watched it beforehand, and after 5 or 10 minutes, I just turned it off. It wasn't something it's possible to show publicly. The horrors, just walking down a walk and dead bodies all over the place, bodies who have obviously suffered. The horrors of the Holocaust are unparalleled, even in a torturous 2,000-year galus. Again, we strive not to understand something that can't be understood, but at least to see it and view it as part of this Shnei Alfim Yomaisa Mashiach, Shnei Alfim, 2,000 years of being Mekavet for Mashiach's coming. And we echo the prayers of those who survived, that should be the ikvus of the Mashiach, the Tsar, that Rava said, Yaisi v'layach minei, let it come, but I don't want to see it. And here we think about that Tsar, and we're moved by a very powerful kina that talks about the sufferings of those that went through the Holocaust. Immediately after it, I'd like to say, the three kapitel tehillim we say for those who are in Eretz Yisrael today. Tehillim is always powerful. Tehillim mitoch avelus and mitoch kina. And at a time that hopefully we're all feeling the emotion of a mourning, of thinking of Klal Yisrael, a feeling of Klal Yisrael, should be more powerful. So I'm going to say this kina, stanza by stanza, and follow it with the saying of the three kapitel tehillim.